I'm Rex Nelson. People travel to Arkansas to experience its natural beauty. We even market ourselves as the natural state. Our landscapes not only make this state exciting to visit, but a wonderful place to live. Not to mention the positive impact tourism has on our economy. It's our responsibility to keep our environment litter-free. Let's do our part to keep it beautiful. Visit KeepArkansasBeautiful.com to get involved.
This message brought to you by this station, the Arkansas Broadcasters Association, and the Keep Arkansas Beautiful Commission.
Mountain Home Bomber Football continues on Classic Hits 101.7.
And we are back here at Rector Field, Joe B. Hatcher Stadium here in West Little Rock, just off Rodney Parham. I guess it turned to
Henson.
Pleasant Valley right across the road from us. And we're here in the heart kind of a west side, the west side of Rock. Mountain trailing 28-7 to Pulaski Academy. Mountain Home set to field the ball here in the second half. But like you said, that means we're going to have to field an onside kick.
Yeah, I think in the second half, we got to start off by fielding this onside kick. And then let's, you know, like we've said before, Coach Airy and Acklin are pretty good at halftime at making adjustments. They've shown themselves to be pretty good at making adjustments. So we'll see what they can do here. We got Cade Yates in on the
hands team.
Yeah, I haven't noticed that. I don't know if I've just –
But look here, this is the kicker that goes deep. Number 10 is the kicker that usually goes deep. He's got the ball set up, not like what we've seen on their onside kicks. We were down there before the game watching it. He is looking at Coach Lucas over here. Pulaski Academy is trying to figure out what the play is. He gives the play that not many teams have plays on kickoffs, but they do. He's going to kick it deep. He's going to drive it deep. Ball is going to go bound. It's going to run into the end zone as soon as it crosses the plane. That is a touchback. Mountain Home going to start this second half. First down and 10 at the 25-yard line.
Game tonight is brought to you by Baxter Real Estate Company. Baxter Real Estate Company, your local realtors. Enjoy working hard to find you the perfect property. Baxter Real Estate Company is a proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers.
Mountain Home sets up shop here. First down and 25 at the 20-yard line. I was mistaken. I guess it's college and pros you get at the 25.
Yeah, 20-yard line coming out from the east side of the stadium. They're working right to left on your screen and dial here.
And Yates is going to take the snap. It's going to be a handoff. Hubbard is going to be met hard as he's driven back for a four-yard loss here on first down.
Yeah, right side of our line. Just didn't get much of a push there. Got a two-yard loss on that. Brings up second and 12.
They're going to say it was only a two-yard loss. They're giving him forward progress back to the 18-yard line. Coach Lucas from PA knew this was a big possession for Mountain Home to not get back in his game. I think that's why he kicked it deep.
Yeah, probably so.
Yates takes the snap.
To bring pressure.
He's looking for his right
side. Oh, we got
here.
We got this. Something
he's gonna
going
get,
here.
He's going to get a pass out to the outside. Jet is going to be – I think it was Jet Hannaford with the catch. He's going to be ridden out of bounds, but he's going to pick up 8 yards.
Yeah, nice pass there by Cade. A little bubble screen to Jet. They were in a defense that we took advantage of there. Brought pressure. Cade sat in there.
They're going to give him 7. Third down and 5 at the 25. Huge third down here as Mountain Home takes the ball in the second half. Cade's got a man coming from behind. He is
fumble.
Hit. The ball comes loose. Cade got blindsided, had no idea. The ball comes loose and fumble. Pulaski Academy gets the ball at the 17-yard line.
Yeah, guy comes off the offensive left side, unaccounted for. Same thing that happened last play. We just got the ball out quicker.
And Cade took a shot right there.
Yeah, had 5 blocking 7.
Pulaski Academy known to bring their pressure, and they just came man-free. 11:23 left in third quarter, not what you needed if you're a Bomber fan.
No, we got a quick turnover inside our 20. Brooks got it first and 10 from our 17.
First and 10 from the 17 in the Mountain Home territory. Cobb, he's got twin receivers to his right, twins to the left. He's going to take a pass. It's a quick pass out to the left. He's got blockers in front of him. He stays patient. He dives for the end zone. He is going to be brought down right at the 1 yard line. First down and goal, Pulaski Academy.
Yeah, it's hard for me to see that numbers. I can't tell who that was. But just a little skinny post there. Got a gain of about 15 yards.
Pulaski Academy going to go quick from the 1. Cobb's going to take the snap. He's going to catch it. Looks like they're going to give a pre-snap penalty. False start on Pulaski Academy.
That's at least 4, if not 5, false starts on them.
Yeah, and he's motioning that the guy is moving forward as the snap is going. Let's see if we can get some insight here from the referee.
Before the snap, offsides on the offense.
Oh,
five
he lined.
Yards, repeat first down.
He lined up offsides.
Offsides, so he lined up
offsides. Got to check that with your line judge.
First down and goal from the 6 as Pulaski Academy is pushed back. Cobb is going to take the snap. He's got a bunch of receivers to his right side. It's going to be an inside pitch. The ball's on the ground. The ball's rolling around.
Is that a forward pass?
It is a forward pass. It's going to be called an incomplete pass. That little pop pass that you see a lot of times behind the line of scrimmage as an incomplete pass. Brings up second down and goal from the 6-yard line. Ball's kind of rolling around like a rock there on the field.
Yeah, right? Just a little shovel pass forward, and the running back couldn't handle it.
Cobb's going to take a snap from in shotgun. He's going to fake the handoff inside. He's got one-on-one. It's going to be a slant across the middle. Great job right there. Looked like 18, Allen Palmer coming back from that safety position, knocking down that pass at the goal line. Good play right there. I think was it Dawson Dunlap?
Yeah,
gave inside leverage there.
Dawson Dunlap, and really, I think it was Dunlap. Somebody pulled up. They probably would have got an unnecessary roughness if they would have hit him right there.
Third down and goal from the 6. Cobb takes a snap. There's that little pop pass again. They went right back to it. Mountain Home sniffing it out. They are going to stand him up. He's going to be at the 4-yard line. Going to bring up. They're going to give him 3 with forward progress. Going to bring up 4th down and goal from the 3. Can the Bombers get a stop right here?
Big stand right here. 4th and goal from the 3. We need a stop here. We don't want Pulaski Academy to get a quick score here early in the third.
10.5 left here in the third quarter. Pulaski Academy,
4th
and goal. Going to take a snap. Going to be inside handoff. He's going to fake it. He's going to throw it out wide. Mountain Home sniffs it out. They are going to keep him short of the end zone. It is going to be no good on the try. Mountain Home is going to get a turnover on downs. Great stand by our defense after giving up the ball there at the 17-yard line.
Great job by the Bombers. They tried to run a little pick play. It didn't work. Quarterback didn't have much. He had to check it down. Tonight's game is brought to you by Strider Consulting. For all your surveying needs, Strider Consulting, engineering for the future.
We need Cade to survey the field right here and
exactly.
Dial us up a nice pass.
Exactly. All right. Well,
Mountain Home takes over with the shadow of their own goal line in the back.
That's
we
right.
We had trouble blocking it up last time.
Yeah.
Our offensive line's going to have to step up big here.
Anytime you're in your own 5, you talk about ball security. Are we going to go under center here?
We are. Nope, we're going to go back. Yeah, we are going to go under center.
And they've got a nice nose guard here that's been wrecking shop.
Cade's going to drop back. He's going to pass.
He's
going to
throw
the ball deep. It's going to be a jump ball. The ball's going to be batted up in the air. It's going to fall harmlessly to the ground at the 25-yard line. Mountain Home decided to take a shot there on first down and 10 at the 3-yard line.
Yeah, you know, they had one-on-one there, too. Jed Hanford tried to go up and make a play. Their defensive back made a pretty good play as well.
We had man coverage on that side.
Yeah, it's going to be second and 10 from our own 2.
Second down and 10 at the own 2-yard line of Mountain Home. Cade's going to go under center. Take the snap. The handoff is going to be to Hubbard. Hubbard's going to bulldoze forward.
Gets another yard.
He's going to get us out to the 3. Going to bring up 3rd down and 9. What do you got? What do you dial up right here? A little slant or something across the middle?
I mean,
maybe?
Okay, you're down 28-7. I mean, at some point, we're going to have to start pushing the ball down the field, right?
Right.
I might run a little sluggo route. We'll do a slant go for Jed Hanover. He's wide here to the left. Make that safety come over the top.
Okay, takes a snap.
Nope.
They're going to go Hubbard inside handoff from under center. PA is going to hold him up. They're going to blow. They said they ripped the ball out, but the play was blown dead. PA does a great job gang tackling as Mountain Home brings the punt unit on.
Yeah, I've been impressed with their defense. You know, they're sure tacklers. Hubbard has been known this year for breaking tackles.
Yeah.
We haven't seen as much of that tonight. Their defensive backs got good technique and come up and wrap up, and they gang tackle, like you said. They also, like we've seen, they're stripping the ball. So we got Brantley Phillips with not quite his heels on the back line, but close.
Close, about a yard or two in front of that back line. Need a good snap right here. 7 seconds left on
good
the play
snap.
Clock. Yep, good snap. Brantley's got the ball. He kicks it. Another booming
great
punt.
Kick.
Brantley has punted the ball exceptionally well tonight. The ball bounces up into the Mountain Home.
Third row.
Stands a third row.
No souvenir.
You don't get to keep the ball, but Mountain Home was able to get out of the goal there on end zone, out to the 42-yard line. Pulaski Academy is going to have the ball in Mountain Home territory.
Yeah, Pulaski Academy is going to get the ball on our own 42. Tonight we'd like to thank James Boyette State Farm. The State Farm Office of James Boyette strives to assist their customers in managing the risk of everyday life, recovering from the unexpected, and realizing their dreams. James Boyette State Farm.
9:02 left here in the third quarter. Pulaski Academy is going to get their second chance at offense this half, leading 28-7. They're in Mount Home territory, but it's better than where we were last time we gave up the ball.
You know, our defense actually looked decent on the opening drive. Hopefully we can bow our neck here, get our offense back the ball. Five wides.
Five wide. Nobody in the backfield. Cobb takes a snap. It's going to be a fake pitch inside. Dover comes through. Grabs a hold of Cobb.
Got it.
Has him by the feet. Going to be a negative loss play. Dover tried to rip that ball out. Was unable to do it, but he got a big paw on the right foot of Cobb and was able to hold him up till we were able to come clean it up. Loss of 4 yards on a first down.
Yeah, Dover got a good did a good job getting in there. DeSoto and Noah Gehringer.
Second down and 14 from the 46. Pass. Going to be a quick pass out to the right. Mountain Home. Great job right there by
Chenoweth.
Jacob Chenoweth blowing that blocker up. Mountain Home, great pursuit on the bubble screen right here. Going to be that's a generous spot for a gain of 2, but still going to be to the 44-yard line of Mountain Home.
Yeah, very generous.
Third down and 12.
Very generous. We're still in our nickel coverage. Milburn's in. We've got two wides to each side.
No, he's going to send the running back in motion. He's going to go out to the left around Mountain Home sideline. He's going to be looking left the whole way. He's going to throw across the middle of the field. Dawson Dunlap
right there.
Great job by the junior defensive back to get a paw on that ball and knock it down at the 15-yard line. Fourth down and 12.
Big
Pulaski
fourth down.
Academy is going to look to go for it. This could be the switch and field position that Mountain Home had been looking for after that punt.
Great job by Dawson Dunlap. He's really come on in the last 3 weeks.
He's been a dog,
on the
man.
Defensive side.
Well.
Sure tackler. That time's a good good pass breakup. We got five wides.
Here we go. Fourth and 12. Cobb's going to take the snap. 7:59 here in the third quarter. He's going to look left. He's got all kinds of time. He's going to throw it.
Bad throw.
It's going to be a throw over the top. Could have been some contact. PA looking for a little bit of a PI. Not going to get it. Caden DeSoto right there. They weren't going to have the first down anyways.
No, it wasn't going to.
Because all proceeds stay here in our community. The Salvation Army. Hope where it's needed most.
Yeah, Anthony Lucas is giving the officials some business. I don't know that that ball wasn't. It just came out of his hand.
It was really high. It looked high the whole time.
It was a wounded duck. Not quite duck season, but.
Getting close. 7:52 here in the third quarter.
All right, we got.
Mountain Home takes over.
Brantley Phillips back in. Trips to the right.
44-yard line of Mountain Home. Okay, going to take the snap. They are bringing pressure. They're going to roll him out to the right.
Brantley.
Going to hit Brantley on the outside right at midfield. He's going to be drove out of bounds. They're going to give him forward progress into Pulaski Academy territory.
Second game.
Down, second down and 3.
Brantley just runs a little stop out route. Cade rolls out, hits him. They kept Hubbard in to block that time. I think that's going to be the key here in the second half.
And they also rolled Cade out. Good job by Coach Ackland.
Moving
that pocket there a little bit.
Bruins got two safeties here.
Mountain Home takes the snap.
Pressure 5.
Cade going to look over the middle. Going to get Hubbard out of the backfield. He's going to hit immediately as he's catch it and drop, but not before a 9-yard gain down to the 40-yard line. The 10-yard gain. They're giving him to 39. First down and 10.
Great
Mountain
call.
Home marching.
You got to work that area in between the hashes. That's what they did on the little seam route by Hubbard.
Mountain Home going quick. Yates tries to draw him off sides. Nothing there. Looks over at Coach Ackland. Coach Ackland waving his arms around, giving. Cade's going to move Hubbard to his right side.
Corwin and Brantley up side.
Going to take a snap. It's going to be an inside handoff to Hubbard. Hubbard gets a head of steam going, and he is drags a guy down. You know, he kind of looked like Fred Flintstone there in his little corner.
Yeah, but I would do. He did.
Going down through there.
Exactly. Had those feet moving. Actually, he had a little pop there. He's got a little energy. He hasn't been worked as hard. Now, we got 12 guys on the field. We got the penalty.
We got the penalty here. Chain gang is also lagging here. You know, this is something we didn't see called. They're going to say offsides. They're going to say offsides here.
Yep.
5 yards, repeat first down.
So that brings up first and 5.
First and five. Now your playbook opens up a whole lot here.
Yeah, you think about taking a shot here. The problem for us tonight taking a shot is can we protect Cade? You want to keep Hubbard in. Cade's got to look to see if he's got – I mean, he's got rushing. He's got 3. He's got 6. I mean, it's been different.
Bring in the middle linebacker.
Bring in 4. We got numbers.
He's going to throw it over the middle. It's going to be to Carter Atkins. A lot of contact. That ball's thrown out in front of Carter. Great route. Hey, I like to see us use the middle of the field right here, especially on that first down and 5.
Yeah, Carter just runs a little skinny post. It really wasn't there, but that's a good job by Cade taking a shot. I think you got to try that.
Still got to take it to make that defense honor and know that you have it.
Exactly. You got to make that. They're playing 2 safeties high. You got to keep that safety that's on the hash. You got to make him respect the center of the field and quit diving out to that
second and 5 from the outside. 24. Mountain Home catches PA in a little bit of shift as we snap the ball. However, they are right there to make the tackle. Going to be lost yardage. Going to bring up 3rd down and 6 at the 25-yard line of Pulaski Academy.
Yeah.
This is definitely 4-down territory.
Yeah, the defensive end slips in off the side and makes a good tackle on Hubbard. Brings up 3rd and 6.
Yep. Mahomes needs a big first down right here. We need to put this ball in the end zone.
Four wides.
6-12 left here in the third quarter.
We've only seen Cora Morris targeted maybe once or twice tonight. I think it's about time to see him here.
They're bringing him in motion here to the left side. Kay takes a snap. Going to be an out to Hubbard. Hubbard's going to get a full head of steam. He's going to get the corner. He's going to get around. They're going to get
goodness.
A holding,
did they call holding
call. They are going to throw the flag out here on holding on Jet Hannaford, it looks like.
Or Carter on this side. I didn't see holding. I was actually watching Carter the whole time.
I think they had Jet back behind him is what I think they're going to get on this side right here.
Then the play, we have holding on the offense. 10 yards from the spot of the foul, repeat third down.
That was going to be enough for first down yardage as Hubbard got down inside the 20-yard line, but the holding penalty is going to negate the gain that Mountain Home had. Going to bring up third down and 16 from the 20 or 34-yard line. Mountain Home has to get down to the 19.
Yeah, you're still in four down territory here. So we got Cora Morris and Brantley Phillips to the top of the wide side of the screen.
Third down and 15 at the 34. Mountain Home drops back.
Rushing three.
Takes back.
Rushing three.
They pick it up. They got a man down the side. It is Carter Atkins. Carter makes the catch. Carter dives for the end zone. He is going to get drugged down right at the 1 yard line. It is going to be first down and go as Carter's slow to get up over there. Looks like he got the wind knocked out of him. Great job by the official checking on him, making sure everything's okay.
Great pass.
Good route. Good play call right there. First down and goal down to the 1 yard line. Carter's going to hobble off as Mountain Home is going to try to bring in a sub. Great job by Carter right there being tough, not allowing that clock to stop, not allowing them to set their defense as Mountain Home's trying to go quick right here.
Yeah, looks like the Bruins are going to have five down linemen here with their linebacker walked up. Wouldn't be surprised to fake something to Hubbard here and keep it for Cade.
Yep, Mountain Home, first down and go the one. 5:32 left here in the third quarter. Big score. Going to be a handoff to Hubbard. Hubbard's going to be patient. He is going to get hit and bottled up and brought back to the 2 yard line. Loss of one. Going to bring up second and goal from the 2.
Yeah, they had the run stop formation in. You may have to consider throwing it here on second down, especially because you're in four down territory.
I don't know if we have an RPO right here that you fake that. We'll see.
Brantley's locked up man-to-man.
Cade's going to get the snap. They're going to hand it off to Hubbard. Inside again. Once again, nothing doing as that interior line for PA gets through the line. Another loss of one. Third down and goal from the 3.
Yeah, they went man-to-man on both outside receivers and just dared you to run it and couldn't make anything happen. It gives us third and goal from the 3.
Good job right here by Corwin Moore saying, calm down, everybody. We're okay. That's a senior for you. Let's see if we can sneak somebody out of the backfield and get a pass. Third down and goal from the 3 yard line. We're going to fake it. It's going to be a fake here to Hubbard. Long pass on the outside. It is going to be caught by Brantley, but it is going to be another loss or no yardage. That was a long pass that was caught for no gain all the way to the right sideline. Brantley bottled up as soon as he is hit.
Yeah,
bring up fourth and goal.
I think that was actually designed to go to Corwin. Corwin got locked up.
He was going to sneak him out of there. He did get locked up right there. See what Mountain Home's going to do. Mountain Home's going to go for it. You have to. Down 28-7 with 4 minutes left here in the third quarter. Fourth down and goal from the 3 yard line. Acklin is
five wide.
Five wide. Acklin's on the field trying to get
He's got his hat off. He means business.
5 seconds left on the clock. Kay gets a snap. The pass is thrown right through the hands of Jet Hannaford. That's a drop ball. That was a pass that was right in the hands of your senior wide receiver, unable to bring it in the end zone. Bombers turn it over on downs.
Yeah, Jet runs a slant. Kate throws the ball. It's high. It's a little high. I think if you ask Jet, he catches that 80% of the time. Didn't pull it off there. Bomber defense got to step up now. The Bruins are going to take over the ball, first and 10 from their own 3.
Big change of possessions right here. The Bruins like to try to go deep.
Yeah.
3:52 left.
Bunch formation.
3:52 left.
Toss sweep.
Toss sweep. Dover is back there. Hits the man in the backfield. Unable to wrap him up. Running back keeps his feet churning. He's able to get positive yardage out to the 8-yard line. Going to be a 5-yard gain on first down.
Dover kind of smelled that, and we just couldn't make the play. They got 4 yards out of it. I thought we might get a safety there for a second.
On the ball fast.
Ooh, their right tackle moved.
Mountain Home. Yep, they're blowing it dead right here. They're blowing it dead.
Yeah,
you got a false start. Yep.
So that's going to be
before the snap, false start.
Half the distance.
He had the distance. Repeat, second down.
That's going to bring him back to the 4-yard line.
So second and 10 again.
Nine, maybe a long 9, we'll call it. Second down and nine, as PA has their own end zone in their back.
Two receivers to each side.
3:25 left here in the third quarter. Cobb's going to take the snap. Mountain Home's getting pressure. He's going to throw it deep.
Overthrew him.
Talon Palmer's running step for step with the receiver out there, and it is incomplete. Going to bring up third down and nine from the four-yard line.
Great job by Talon, just running with him. Looked like they had a little combo route. The quarterback thought he was going to take outside, and the guy kind of turned it into a skinny post and just overthrew him.
Third down and nine at the four-yard line. P.A. Cobb gets his receiver set. Got a man to his right in the backfield.
We're playing coverage here. Moves Caden Del Soto out in coverage.
Going to take the snap.
They're taking the out route.
He's got the pass.
First
nice
down.
Tackle right there. It's going to be but first down yardage. The receiver did a good job finding the sticks, turn around and sitting down in that coverage. Chenoweth was right there for the tackle, but not after first down yardage.
Yeah, and that's when, you know, going back to that double move in the first half, Chenoweth, you know, as a D-back, you start thinking about that. And but as a D-back, you also got to know the down and distance.
First and down, first and 10 PA from the 15. It's going to be a quick pass out to the right.
Screen.
They've got blockers out in front. Mountain Home fights through, tries to get through that bubble screen. They're able to pick up 7 yards. Going to bring up second down and three to the 22-yard line.
Yeah, Paul. A little bubble screen. He tried to get through the block and couldn't really do it. They turned it into a 7-yard gain.
PA going fast. Snap is down.
Same play.
They went right back out of the same play. They were able to pick up close to the same yardage again. Mountain Home gang tackle there, trying to
Barrett
rip that
Miller.
Ball out. Barrett Miller comes in.
Barrett Miller. We also had Ty Hannaford comes over on the sideline. Makes a somebody's
Dawson Dunlap over there kind of gets rolled up on the sideline. But PA was able to have first down yardage out to the 26-yard line.
We only have 10 guys.
Yeah, Mountain Home's going to have to call a timeout right here.
Yeah, Hunter Estes was about to come in for Dunlap.
Yeah, no, never mind. They're going to stop the play. What do we have going on? Something Anthony Milburn back here.
So Hunter Estes is in for Dawson Dunlap. And now we have
looks like number two.
Carter Atkins is coming in
for
Milburn.
Anthony Milburn.
Carter says, I don't need this wristband for defense.
He's like, I don't need to run a slant right here. I need to stop the slant. Cobb is going to set his offense. 20 seconds on the play clock. 2:12 left here in the third quarter. First down and 10 at the 26-yard line of PA. They're going to hand the ball off. It's going to be a running back. He's going to get into our second level. He's going to gain about 6 yards on this first down. Going to bring up second down and 4 from the 32-yard line.
Yeah, kind of a little bit of a draw there to the running back. He did a good job. That's Charlie Katros, a junior for the Bruins.
PA with his bunch formation, close, tight to the deal. It's going to be that little pop
pass
underneath.
Oh, this is a new play. This is a new play.
Mountain Home's going to stretch it out. That's going to be a hold. The flag is thrown. They are going to get out to the right side here. They're going to get out near midfield, but this play is coming back. It's going to be a hold at the 32-yard line. Should be a 10-yard penalty, pushing them back to the 22.
Yeah, 10-yard penalty, going to bring them back to the 22. That'll give them basically second down and 14 coming up here for the Bruins. We got a minute 35 left in the third. Mountain Home still down 28-7.
During the play, we have a hold on the offense. 10 yards from the spot of the foul. Repeat, second down.
Dawson Dunlap still out. We got Jet Hannaford in now at the safety for Hunter Estes.
Looks like Callie Hendricks is over there checking on him. Lane Alexander usually makes these trips as our trainer, but he's doing a 24-hour climb this weekend. Pretty cool deal that he's doing. If you know Lane, check him out, see how he did.
Interesting.
Yeah. PA, second down and 14 at the 26-yard line. Going to be a quick pass at 22. Mountain Home is going to sniff it out. He hit the receiver there. Looks like he's going to get about 3 yards, 4 yards back. They're going to give him forward progress out to the 28-yard line. Going to bring third down and 8.
You know, Milburn's sniffed that out and came up, but just couldn't make the tackle. He broke down well, but couldn't make the tackle. It's going to be third, and we'll call it 9, actually, for the Bruins.
Third down and 9 at the 28-yard line. I'll tell you guys, here at PA, that we just had a guy come in asking for pizza. Their hospitality here is phenomenal.
We said, hold the pizza, give us better internet.
That's right. Cobb's going to take the snap.
Oh, he's stop and go.
He's looking to his left. He's looking to his right. Oh, he is going to get
Cobb's
loose.
Cobb's
going to run down the sideline. He's going to step out of bounds at the 38-yard line.
First down.
Going to be first down yardage. Man, that was a good job of on the back end of Mountain Home having good coverage. Cobb saw that, was able to slip free, able to get the first down.
Yeah, Jacob Chenoweth on the near side, short side on the Bruins side here did a good job sitting on that double move. Cobb scrambled, got the first down.
47 seconds left here in the
Trips
third quarter.
Left. Trips left.
Cobb's going to take it. It's going to be a draw on the inside. He's going to have yardage, the running back is. He's going to get out past first down territory, close to midfield. They're going to give him a first down at the 48-yard line of PA. 40 seconds left as we're about to finish this third quarter. Chain gang doesn't know what to do over there. Is it a first? Is it not? But they're going to finally get moving. Cobb's going to take the snap, fake the handoff. Going to be a quick pass out to the right. He's got blockers.
Holding.
He's got a holding. Number 17 out there is just absolutely holding Talon Palmer. And now Talon is going to get a personal foul penalty. And Airy is going to come out and let him hear about it. Airy is out there with Talon all the way out to the midfield. Talon was going to get the penalty of holding. He retaliated and came back and pushed PA's player. So there's going to be a holding penalty, which is going to push them back. It was going to be a, what, first down and 20?
First down and was going to be. Now then it's going to be offsetting penalties. It'll be first down and 10. You know, we just – you can't beat yourself, you know. So you got to – and it's a physical, emotional sport. It's tough, but you got to know that, hey, he's been holding me. We got the penalty. Just back off and see what happens. There'll be other chances for you to get your retaliation.
That's right.
You don't have to do it at the obvious time.
Let's hear what the official has to say here. Let's let him sort this out for us.
We have two fouls on the play. Holding on the offense. After the play, personal foul on the defense. Both fouls will be enforced. Repeat, first down.
So they go back 10 and 4,
up,
5,
up
15.
Yeah, 15. So it's going to be first down and 5. We've seen a first and 2 tonight and a first and 5. 20 seconds left in the third quarter. Bombers need a stop right here as PA has made it into Mountain Home territory. First down and 5 at the 47-yard line.
Got that bunch. Watch the tall sweep to this side. Roll out.
Cobb's going to roll out to the right. He's going to hit the man in both motion. Ball, Jacob Chenoweth comes up and lays a boom here on the receiver. Ball flies up in the air. Carter Atkins has a chance at it but doesn't get it. PA's receiver is going to wobble to the sideline as Jacob Chenoweth came up and laid a pop with 8 seconds left here.
Yeah, that's great. Great tackle by Chenoweth coming up, his head up, head across, just like you teach, and broke up that pass.
Ball's going to place on the left hash at the 47-yard line of Mountain Home.
Tight bunch formation.
Second down and 5. It's going to be a tall sweep to the right. Great job by Setzer pushing that play
That's
out.
Holding.
He misses the tackle.
Oh,
there's a flag.
It.
Here it comes from the back.
They
judge
tackled.
Right here. They tackled.
Del Soto
out here.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we apologize. We're having some technical issues. We'll get you back to Brad and Russ as soon as we can here on Classic Hits 101.7.
Here's Kyle McCarn, Mountain Home Junior High School principal.
Everybody has a good time at the junior high. We're so proud of what we've been able to accomplish and all of those things. I think the biggest thing we have going at Mountain Home Junior High is just the culture that we have established. We have a ton of teachers and other staff that are encouraged and uplifting and ready for kids to be in our building so they can just create the best environment for learning.
Simmons Bank, nominated by Forbes magazine as a top U.S. bank, takes great pride in investing in our friends and neighbors. For more than 100 years, we've worked to make our customers' dreams come true, earning trust with convenient and reliable financial tools, checking and savings accounts, home and consumer loans, small business loans, and low-rate credit cards. Wherever you are on your financial journey, we're there with you every step of the way. Simmons Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
Is it time to move to a smaller home, be closer to town, stop taking care of that big yard? Hi, I'm John Shaw with the Ozarks team at Century 21 Lamech Realty, and this is my partner, Heather Hendricks.
We understand and we can help. You need to find a new home while you sell the one that's too big.
We've helped hundreds of our friends, and we can help you.
Contact us, the Ozarks team, at enjoytheozarks.com.
The Ozarks team, Century 21 Lamech Realty, 1024 Highway 62B East in Mountain Home, Arkansas.
Don't let an injury keep you down. Board-certified orthopedic surgeons Dr. Wynn Moore and Dr. Ed Roeder at Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic are ready to treat athletes of all ages. Doctors Moore, Roeder, and their staff integrate high-quality, compassionate care with innovative treatment and years of experience. Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic will get you back to doing what you love. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 870-424-4710 or visit baxterhealth.org.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
When the time comes to consider home care for a loved one, let First Choice Home Care make it a simple and easy process for everyone. With trained PCAs and CNAs, we will treat your loved ones like our family. With 10 offices around the state of Arkansas and award-winning care, let us show you why First Choice Home Care is the best choice. Give us a call today, 870-222-0088, or visit us on the web at www.firstchoicehomecare.net. And as always, go Bombers!
And we are back here. We apologize. We've got as good internet here at West Little Rock, but a lot happened during that break as you lost us here from Joby Hatcher Stadium. Pulaski Academy had a long second down. They picked up about 9 yards to make it 3rd and 3. Mountain Home had a nice stop for a tackle, a loss of 3, brought up 4th and 3. Cobb rolled out, made a nice pass down the field. Jacob Chenoweth was a great defensive play. Mountain Home was able to stop, get a stop. It is 1st down and 10 at the 45-yard line of Mountain Home. Yates.